Reflecting during meditation. Question. Sometimes I am facing an issue and I cheat a little by using my meditation time to reflect on it. I try to break it down to clearly understand it and understand why it is affecting me negatively or positively. Is this a valid meditation? If I just repeat disliking, the issue keeps arising, and it seems like my mind is screaming for an interpretation compared to a passive observation. Answer. Valid meditation does not mean anything, as meditation could mean anything. Meditation is such a vague word. Do you mean the Kati's meditation? There are many different kinds of activity called meditation. Meditating and reflecting on your problems is very different from what we teach and practice. If you want an answer like, what is such a meditation likely to lead to, as it is not particularly based on mindfulness, I would say that you are more likely to be plagued by judgments and reactions when you reflect upon a thought. It can be a useful practice at times, but it cannot replace mindfulness. You can understand this when we talk about the second part of your question. You say that when you just repeat the mantra, your mind is screaming for an interpretation. This is what we expect to see. This is not a sign that your practice is going wrong. This is a sign that reality is not under your control. When you note disliking, and the issue keeps arising, what you are seeing is that it is not under your control, that you are not in charge, and that it does not turn off just because you want it to go away. This is what we are trying to see. If the issue keeps coming back again and again, and you keep staying objective, or, as you say, passively observing it, eventually you will be fed up with it, saying, look, this is just making me suffer again and again and again. It is necessary for our issues to come up again and again. We are not trying to get rid of problems. We are trying to understand them as experiences. When you understand your experiences clearly enough, your mind will cease to react in the ways you ordinarily react, because you will see they just cause you suffering again and again. The unfortunate truth is that to free yourself from something, you really have to go through it, experiencing it again and again. There is no quick fix. When you talk about a more proactive practice of trying to find out what is wrong, it just encourages a habit of trying to fix things. That habit is problematic. With it, you will never become disenchanted, turn away, or let go, because you will always be trying to make things better.